Good evening, everybody. It's lovely to welcome you here again to JSMI Australia podcast. And I'm Ian Slack, and I'm really pleased to be able to come and share with you again tonight. But I was thinking about it, how quickly the time is going, and I thought, it can't be a month. In actual fact, it is. It seems like 2 minutes ago that I was sharing about the August podcast, and now August for September. And when I look around outside and we look at the news occasionally, we see things are getting darker and darker, and there are some things going on which logically don't make sense to me. But we know these times will get darker, but praise God for us who are in the body of Christ, who Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, they are getting brighter and brighter. Because, you know, I want you to just start. I was thinking about it this morning, Revelation 12, 11. And in the Amplified, it says, "And they have overcome, conquered him by means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony." And we use that scripture against the enemy, but all the things that are going on are the product of the enemy coming to kill, steal and destroy. But I'm not going to be killed, stolen from or destroyed, because my Lord and Savior Jesus has protected me. We're covered in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And I want to remind us of the confession we've been using for this year about the open hand of God. In 2022, I'm expecting to see and to experience the open hand of God pouring out, giving freely, making provision for me in the midst of chaos and disorder. We can all recognize that, amen. But we thank you that in the midst of this storm that's going on in the world, we have the peace that passes all understanding from our Lord. Let me ask a question for you. Let me ask this. Have you ever been, if I broke down here, have you ever been frustrated in life? I'm sure all of you watching, and me particularly, you get frustrated with things, but it's about the time that you've worked at something, you've tried at something, but no matter where you go, you don't seem to get the breakthrough. And some of us, if you like, suffer those things quietly. Some people are a bit more public about them. But here's the truth, church. Here's the very truth and of God's word, that he's going to see you through this thing. Because no matter who you are, no matter what comes against you, where you are in life, there are times when we're forced to accept that we, in the natural, in our natural strength, we can't make things work. Sometimes we lack the simple resources or the ability to do it. But one of the things I've noticed that as Christians, we tend to forget, and throughout the ages, Christians have done this. They've forgotten and to understand that God is not going to let us, this captivity that we're in, possibly the destruction, to stand in our life. When we love God and we're surrendered to him, I believe that God is not going to allow you to fail. Even when you make mistakes, and we all make mistakes. Anybody not made a mistake? There's the only one is Jesus. But we all make mistakes, and God has compassion upon us, even when the bad choices put us into a difficult situation. God always will bring us through. He will never leave you or forsake you. Brother Jerry's September message is very much like that, is that it encourages us, as he does always, that, and he calls it God reversing things. And when I heard that from the message, I went, oh. In other words, my words that came up in my heart, God is on my side, I can't lose. And that's scriptural. If God be for us, who can be against us? Doesn't matter what's going on outside, doesn't matter what's happening in the world. If my God be for us, then I can't lose. I refuse to lose. In fact, if you go to Deuteronomy 30, flip back to Deuteronomy verse 30, chapter 30, verse 3. I found it interesting. Don't you love the word? The word is wonderful. Deuteronomy 30, verse 3. "Then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion upon you, and will gather you again from all the nations where he had you scattered." In fact, that's talking to the people of Israel, the children of Israel, but the newest English translation says of that, "will reverse your captivity." What the enemy thinks now that he's got you in, God is going to come along working behind the scenes to set us free. You know, I learned when I first got saved that God always wanted to bless me. I discovered that God's thoughts to me were always good and loving and kind. Man may not be like that, but God is. And I discovered as well that God was always more than enough. He was the El Shaddai yesterday, today, and forever, because He doesn't change. Amen. And so for me, God has never been, church, God has never been the problem. God is always the solution. He is the God of the turnaround. He is the God who reverses things. You know, the enemy thinks he's going to guide us down here into a dead end street or whatever. But no, God can reverse us and take it back the other way. In fact, in Jeremiah 29, verses 13 and 14, let me read this to you. The prophet Jeremiah declares, "And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I'll be found by you, says the Lord. And I will turn away or reverse your captivity, and I will gather you from the nations." It is possible for God to reverse what seems to be irreversible, no matter what it is about. Now, how impossible your situation may look, no matter what you're going through, maybe sickness, disease, maybe lack, financial, maybe family trauma, God is able to reverse that situation. God can and will turn it around because He is El Shaddai. And I was thinking about it and I thought about El Shaddai. El Shaddai, there's a song that we sing, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. And El Shaddai is one of the seven covenant names that God has revealed to Himself in the Old Testament. It means the all-sufficient one, the God who is more than enough. In the King James, it calls Him Almighty God. But there's another translation which calls Him the Breasty One, the one who comforts and succors, I think is the word He calls it, brings us peace. And every day and now and for the future, El Shaddai is a God who is more than enough. I hope you will get hold of that. And the Old Testament and the New Testament speaks of Him in those words. And I want to look at some examples for that. And then we'll take a little bit of principles for them. Amen. 430 years, Israel were in captivity. And so God does some things and Moses brings them out and they've got the sea in front of them and they've got the Egyptians behind them. So what does God do? God turns up as El Shaddai, tells Moses, stretch forth your rod. Stretch forth your rod and the sea splits. I think He showed up for Moses, didn't He? God is more than enough. Now, maybe you're facing something like that. Well, we call out to God, and God, I believe, is going to open the way for you. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way, just the way He did for Moses. Everything that Satan has brought against you in this time to destroy your life can be reversed. And that's where our hope is, the hope of the King of Glory who lives on the inside of us. In fact, we need to add faith to our hope to give it substance. And in Hebrews 11:1, in the Passion Translation, says this, "Now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things that we long for." What looks impossible to you, church, in your own strength? Maybe you haven't been able to overcome it yet. Maybe it's sickness, disease. I don't know what it would be. But God is telling you tonight that He is the one who will reverse those things. He'll be strength when you're weak. He'll be health when you're sick. Why? Because that's what He wants to do. And I've seen God turn situations around, which seem to be impossible, in many times over the last 34, 35 years that we have known Him. Amen. So Matthew 19:26, church, well, go with me to there. "With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." I think God is known for doing things that appear to man to be impossible, doesn't He? Don't you love our God? He is such a wonderful, wonderful. How about Joshua? I looked at him and as another example of El Shaddai. The account is that Joshua and the armies are fighting and it looks as though if the sun goes down that he's going to lose. Until he cried out, they cried out to God. And look what happened in Joshua chapter 10 from the New King James, verse 13. "So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon the enemy. Is this not written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did not go down for about a whole day. And there has been no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought with Israel. You're listening to me tonight. You're not sure what he's going to do. Well, if God fought for the children of Israel because one man of God prayed, God is not a respecter of persons, church. You need to get hold of this. Then what he has done for others, he will do for you. If he did it for Joshua because a man prayed, he's going to do it for you. If there's going to be a stretching of time, I don't know how God's going to do it, but he's going to do it. Amen. I believe that. I believe God wants us to experience total victory in every area of our life. He's working behind the scenes to bring about that victory, church. And I believe that. So if your partners with JSMI, this is what Brother Jerry is bringing to us. And he said, this is the word of the Lord. This will cause us to go from defeat into victory. Amen. Paul actually says that. Go to 2 Corinthians 2:14. He says, now thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Another translation says this, who is always in the process of making us triumphant. God's always in the process of turning things around to my benefit. I serve a God who continually wants to bless me. And you know what? A process, and Brother Jerry, I took this from his notes, a process is simply a particular course of action intended to achieve a result. God's in the process of turning it around. In other words, he is simply taking a course of action to obtain and achieve an intended result. And with God, what's the intended result? Triumph. Triumph of every situation as a result of God that God has in mind for you. Oh, I love what God wants to do. We mustn't underestimate the favor of God that surrounds you like a shield, church. I believe in it. And an example of that, go back to Moses and the children of Israel. In Exodus 3:21, he says in his word, he said, I will give you this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And they came out with all the gold and the silver, all the servants, the donkey, and there was not one feeble one among them. That's one of the things I don't like on the films when you show them coming out of Israel, that they're hobbling, they can hardly walk. That's not true. God then brought them out with a high hand after stripping the Egyptians and spoiling them, amen. How about the death of Lazarus? Amen. Go back to that, the children of Israel. If you're having things held back from you, I believe God tonight is going to encourage you to look for him to release you from captivity. Thank you, Lord, for that. You must believe for the release of captivity from whatever situation you're in. And then the death of Lazarus. What about Lazarus? Well, El Shaddai was there. Jesus took a number of days to get there. But when he got there, when he showed up as El Shaddai, who came against death and reversed what had happened, El Shaddai turned up. I say this, what may be dead in your life can be resurrected by the God who is more than enough. Put that situation in the hand of God. How about the blind beggar Bartimaeus? And that is in Mark 10:47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. When that blind man called out to Jesus in faith, Jesus, who is more than enough, restored his sight. Maybe you have lost your vision, not in the natural. Maybe it is in the natural. But I was thinking more of a spiritual vision. Maybe you've got tired. Maybe you've moved away from those things about calling on his name in faith. I'm encouraging you tonight. Call on the name of Jesus, who is El Shaddai with all of that. He's encompassing everything. So again, God doesn't want you to feel hopeless. He doesn't want you to feel that you've been left out. He wants you to know that you're very, very, very special to him as a child of God. He's working behind the scenes to bring you through whatever situation you're in. If God before you, who can be against you? I can't lose. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him believes. To whom believes? Do you believe tonight? I believe that's what I do. God is changing the direction of my life in the ministry and what he wants us to do for him. But in your life, that reverse is coming, church. I believe that. I believe you need to start declaring over your life and circumstances right now. Believe that God wants you living blessed. He wants you living well. He wants you to be prosperous and overcome. He wants you to be enjoying more than enough, as He who is El Shaddai wants to bring that to you. He is the God of or more than enough. And here's the clincher. Refuse to give up. Having done all, stand. Stand knowing that though things are happening in the world are going to come around you, but God has got you protected by His armor, by His name, by the blood. I don't believe it is too late for God to come through for you. If you're watching tonight, let me say that to you. It is not too late for God to come through with you in the situation that you face. I believe He is a God that is more than enough in your situation. And so as you go to bed tonight, as you go to sleep, I ask for your sleep to be peaceful. I ask for you to place your situations that you've got into the hands of Jesus and take hold of that. Take hold of the peace of God and say, Lord, I'm placing the situation I'm facing in your hands. Amen. Father, I thank you that tonight your peace comes upon those who are watching and those who are watching the future, Lord. Maybe it touched somebody's life tomorrow, the day after, whenever it will come across a person, whether they're Christian, whether they're not. If you don't know Jesus, just cry out to Him and say, Jesus, I don't know you yet, but please come into my life. Help me. Give me the peace that man is talking about. So I speak that into the atmosphere. I speak that confession of increase and of blessing, that the God who is more than enough will not see us fail. And we give you praise for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so as we close tonight, I want to tell you, El Shaddai is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the God who is more than enough. Let Him be with you tonight. The address will come up on the screen, our phone numbers. If you want to get hold of us at Jerry Savelle Ministries, we'd love to contact with you, love to be a part of what's going on in your life, excuse me, and to help you. And so go to bed tonight knowing God loves you. We love you. And we look forward to speaking to you again. Good night. God bless. See you again. Bye.